USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden travels today on a four-day trip that will test his ability to navigate the continent's worst crisis since World War II. He'll meet with key allies in Brussels and Warsaw this week. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
He will work with allies on longer-term adjustments to NATO force posture on the eastern flank. He will announce joint action on enhancing European energy security and reducing Europe's dependence on Russian gas at long last.
A tornado hit New Orleans and nearby suburbs Tuesday, destroying some homes and knocking out power to roughly 16,000 homes. At least one person was killed in Araby, Louisiana. Local officials say several others were injured, and the tornado caused widespread damage in St. Bernard's Parish. It was on this day in 1983, Barney Clark dies 112 days after becoming the world's first recipient of a permanent artificial heart. USA Radio News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
The woman accused of fatally shoving an 87-year-old New York City voice coach, Barbara Gustern, to the ground, causing her death several days later, has turned herself in to police. 26-year-old Lauren Pazienza will face first-degree manslaughter and second-degree assault charges. America's economy is struggling with inflation, and no one is exempt.
Americans are getting increasingly concerned about rising costs for goods like gas and food. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, accuses Democrats of not addressing inflation.
Unfortunately, Washington Democrats' response to these hardships has been as misguided as the war on American energy and runaway spending that helped create them.
The Biden administration says Russia's invasion of Ukraine caused the latest spike in oil prices and has called on Congress to pass the president's Build Back Better Act. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
A Colombian drug cartel boss awaiting extradition to the United States pulled off an escape from a prison last week by putting on a guard's uniform and simply walking out. Juan Castro, known by his alias Matamba, remains on the run after breaking free from the La Picota jail in Bogota 4 days ago. On Tuesday, Republican Senator Ted Cruz questions Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson over her views on critical race theory. Here's some of that.
In your understanding, what does critical race theory mean? What is it?
Senator, my understanding is that critical race theory is it is an academic theory that is about the ways in which race interacts with various institutions. It doesn't come up in my work as a judge. It's never something that I've studied or relied on, and it wouldn't be something that I would rely on if I was on the Supreme Court.
Between the races, it views every conflict as a racial conflict. Do you think that's an accurate way of viewing society and the world we live in?
Senator, I don't think so, but I've never studied critical race theory, and I've never used it. It doesn't come up in the work that I do as a judge.
NASCAR travels to Austin, Texas this weekend for a 232-mile race. Thanks for listening. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.